in Jefferson Parish. All right, Alicia, let's try this again. Alicia Gilbert, head of special education with Jefferson Parish Schools. I kind of gave a little bit of the background of this. So let's try again. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So Star Academy is an acceleration program that is geared towards overage middle school students who've been retained in previous grades. Star Academy affords them the opportunity to learn both 7th and 8th grade standards in 1 year, so that if they complete the program successfully, they'd be afforded to enter high school on time or closer to the time in which they would graduate with their cohort of peers.
And what has, so it's been in existence in the JP schools for how long?
It's been in existence for 4 years. We're going into our 5th year, so we've completed 4 successful years of Star Academy. Initially, we started off with 2 sites, and this year, for the first time, we'll have 4 sites. So we're expanding to 2 sites.
So the initial sites were J.D. Meisler Middle School and Marrera Middle. What are the 2 additional sites that will be folded in?
So the 2 additional sites will be T.H. Harris Middle School and Stella Worley Middle School.
So 4 years in, what do the results reveal?
So we actually track and progress monitor our students throughout high school once they leave Star Academy, so that we can reflect on the intervention that occurred during their time in middle school and Star Academy. Our first cohort of students was seniors, and about 82% of those students graduated on time. Without Star Academy, they would still be in high school. Our middle school data was showing that overage middle school students were a direct correlation of our high school dropout rate, and so that was a big push for Star Academy, giving our students this second opportunity or second chance to get back on track. And so to have 82% of students graduate earning the Carnegie units on their own, with the intervention from STAR being the only intervention that occurred, is an indication of the success of the program.
I was saying earlier, I'm very encouraged by this because, you know, traditional school models are not all things to all kids, right? And
right.
For whatever reason. I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons, and we can just, you know, forget about blame game, but realize that we got to deal with it. And I love the fact that kind of thinking out of the box and moving this in a different direction, and it seems to me that the success rate is huge.
Yes. Yes, the success rate is definitely huge. One thing that's very unique and special about Star Academy is exactly what you just alluded to, that it's a different way of bringing information to our students that are non-traditional. Star Academy is a project-based, hands-on program. Still covering all of Louisiana standards, still following all of the curriculum and high-quality instructional materials all of our other campuses use throughout our district and our state. However, it is very tech-heavy, hands-on-heavy, and project-based. All of our science classes are labs with experiments that are hands-on, where students learn through discovery, and allowing our students to sort of take ownership in their learning and have that autonomy in how they learn.
We're visiting with Alicia Gilbert, head of special education with Jefferson Parish Schools. Alicia, I'm kind of curious, is there a strong correlation with these students and some sort of learning disability?
Actually, no. One big facet about Star Academy when we are selecting our students is the actual student interview. While from the district standpoint, we look at data and we look at various points regarding past test grades or current grades or attendance, but those student interviews actually give the students an opportunity to tell their story, to tell us their why. Why did they fall behind? Why did they get off track? And why would Star Academy be good for them? And so in that, we have learned that many of our students are faced with various adversities and traumas that sort of played a hand in them falling behind or being retained a year or getting off track. And so Star Academy is about second chances. And this is why I believe it's so successful, because we're not talking about anything cognitive or any type of learning disability with our students. We're talking about life that happened to a child. And unfortunately, that resulted in them falling behind. And in Jefferson Parish, we want to make sure that we hear our students' stories and let them know that that story should not keep them behind or keep them from graduating on time.
What has been the reaction of the kids and from the kids themselves? You know, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, when kids start to achieve success, they spread the word, and that's probably the best marketing tool there is, right? Because they're proud of themselves and they're proud of their achievement. And then you have others that say, well, maybe that's for me.
Yes, that's exactly right. Our students are very appreciative about Star Academy. Another beauty about Star Academy is that the class sizes are much smaller than the traditional class teacher student ratio. And so having the environment a little bit smaller helps us build those relationships with our students, a safe space for them to sort of be able to share their story and to not feel ostracized or a minority in their mishaps of life, where other students have been faced with various adversities and have the same goal in mind about getting to high school on time. And when the students get to high school, we still check in with them. We still track them. And many, many of the students talk about Star Academy and how that was their second chance, and they're on track to graduating, or look at this grade I got in biology. And so it's just so rewarding to see and to hear the stories from the students themselves and the opportunities that Star has afforded them.
Now, for the benefit of a listening audience as well, Star Academy, the model, is not just a Louisiana or Jefferson Parish creation. It's a national program, right?
That is correct. It is a national program, yes, sir.
And that's been around for a couple of decades, correct? It's
yes.
Been tried in
yes.
States. And these states, their success rates, very similar.
I mean, very really. Similar. Yes, very similar. Star Academy in itself has a high success rate. It may slightly look and sound differently from state to state just based on state expectations and standards, but the goal is a shared goal and a shared vision, and it has been successful throughout the United States.
Yeah, and I was looking at a chart. In St. Mary Parish, students testing basic or above in science more than doubled from like 31% to 69%. And that's in a relatively short period of time, too, right?
That is right, yes. And we can equate our literacy scores in Star Academy being very successful. The students entering Star Academy most of them were not reading on grade level, that seventh and eighth grade level. And about 87% are reading, increased their reading level by 1 year through the interventions and programs that are embedded in Star Academy. And so literacy is a big focus and a big push for our students in middle school, because we want to ensure that they're reading on grade level and equipped with literacy skills when entering high school.
And then two incredible byproducts of this. Disciplinary issues go down, and attendance goes up.
That is correct, yes. We actually take into account the discipline records of each student and their attendance. And even if it is not appeasing, they still enter Star Academy. But just to the point that you made, very little discipline issues in Star Academy and very high attendance rate in Star Academy. That's one thing that we do market because we are doing two grade levels in 1 year. 2 days missed or 2 days absent for a student in Star Academy equates to 5 days, an entire week, for students who are not in Star Academy because it is an acceleration program and because we are combining both 7th and 8th grade standards and skills in one. It is very important those students entering Star Academy understands that we need the commitment for them to be there, because 1 day or 2 days absent is almost like an entire week in the traditional school setting.
What is the fallout? You know, there's always challenges when it comes to kids.
Yeah, there are always challenges when it comes to kids. But I would say our biggest challenge is that we unfortunately can't take all the students that qualify. You know, we only have a limited number of seats. We have expanded our sites. However, it's only 80 students per site, and many students that qualify for STAR do apply, but unfortunately, we can't take them all. So if I had to say that if there was any downfall or fallout regarding STAR Academy, it would be the unfortunate circumstance that all that qualify and all that apply can't be in the program.
Yeah. Well, I love what y'all are doing. Obviously, it's all about helping the kids. Everybody comes to the campus with, you know, their menu of challenges in life. Sometimes we recognize them. Sometimes we don't. That was my experience. I was a big believer in after-school programs and got to learn a lot about kids and what's going on in their life and, you know, what serves as disruptors to their educational process that I never had, you know, I never understood because I had never experienced it, right? And I guess until you experience it, you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know. It's not a criticism. It's just one of those sad realities and unpleasant truths of life, right?
That is right, yeah. But, when we're talking about kids and we're talking about children, they're our greatest gift. And if anybody deserves a second chance, shouldn't it be them?
No, I don't disagree. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's what Star Academy stands for, that in Jefferson Parish, where we are identifying that all of our students matter and all of our students are stars and all of our students will graduate. They will go on to be profound citizens in our community. And that's our goal.
That is an incredible goal. It's a music to a lot of people's ears, I'm sure. Thank you so much for all of the incredible work that y'all are doing. Alicia Gilbert, head of special education with Jefferson Parish Schools. Keep up the great work. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for having us. Okay.
Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.